See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
A World's Fair brings together dozens of nations to showcase their products and services. In 1962, Seattle hosted the fair and called it the Century 21 Exposition. 2 years before the Seattle Fair opened to the public, Louis Larson was given the title Assistant Director of Exhibit Sales. He traveled the country convincing U.S. corporations to exhibit at the fair.
Most of the companies that participated had a long-range plan.
Calling upon some of the biggest names in corporate America, Louis Larson soon got a feel for companies that were going places.
They had good-looking offices, they had a marketing plan.
But, says Louis Larson, not every company had the best image.
I called on them. Studebaker Company, and immediately when I went into their corporate headquarters, I could tell that they, just by the nature of the company, old furniture, old floors, the place was not very well kept. Their marketing plan was obsolete, and of course they went out of business the year later.
One auto company with a big presence at the fair was General Motors. They even gave Louis Larson a convertible to use. For some companies, however, his sales pitch wasn't enough for them to simply say yes.
The ones that didn't participate, that would have liked to have participated, didn't because their marketing, we were a little late in getting to them because their dollars were committed for 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years in advance.
Exhibitors were critical to the financial success of the Seattle World's Fair. Fees from corporations like GM and other companies helped to pay for the construction of the 74-acre site. Of course, being a World's Fair, the Century 21 Exposition aimed to give it an international flavor. Some countries, like newly independent African nations, were grouped together, but many others had their own national pavilions. Canada, Britain, Germany, Japan all offered distinct exhibits at the fair.
The Dutch, the Netherlands had an exhibit there that's showed their water resources and how they developed their waters. Most of the countries that participated gave a really good overall focus of their country, but some of them did concentrate, for example, like Denmark, the dairy products.
With its futuristic theme, the Seattle World's Fair encouraged exhibitors to imagine a time almost 40 years ahead, the 21st century. Creativity was the key to attracting people to any of the pavilions. Exhibitors needed to devise interesting ways to hook the public's attention. Ford Motor Company's solution? A concept car, says Alan Stein, co-author of the future remembered the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and its legacy.
And it was a six-wheel vehicle that could possibly be powered by nuclear power and yeah, it was the rides of the future, you know, that we'll be riding, and of course it was never built.
50 years ago, there was great excitement about what science and technology could bring next, says Alan Stein.
Oh, well, I noticed in the guidebook there was an ad for dealerships are now available for your own personal helicopter, and it was like a little tiny helicopter for one person, so there is that, you know, just kind of a gimmicky thing that never came about.
But many more companies displayed products they considered futuristic, but were actually available to buy in 1962, like plywood.
Plywood was a relatively new material, and the United States Plywood Association was a major sponsor of the fair, and showing how plywood could be used as an inexpensive and easy-to-manipulate building material.
That was Paula Becker. She and Alan Stein co-authored The Future Remembered, the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and its legacy.
The list of companies exhibiting at the fair included household names like H.J. Heinz, Kodak, AT&T, and dozens of others. Their interesting exhibits helped draw millions of visitors and generated enough money to help fund the fair. The Seattle World's Fair not only turned a profit, it gave Seattle a chance to have a place in the world of business.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Sarah Johnson, Alethea Villar, Christopher Reyes, and Savon Smith, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Louis Larson, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.